Although, of course, being isolated and being not able to be with the orchestra and being back, it's a very painful year. But coming from the airport, seeing Peppino, it felt like it was really just so recently. Seeing the musicians, talking to the musicians, performing, playing the music, and seeing how great all the teams have been adjusting the hall and everything for this opportunity to perform on the stage, and with the distance and without the audience, but still, I was watching the online concert with our wonderful assistant conductor Anna Rekitina, and it was so great to see the detail, what actually comes out, with, of course, seeing the conductor from different angles and seeing the musicians, individual musicians, even with this distance, it's still, you hear the great sound of Boston Symphony, the great quality of the Boston Symphony, and I kind of can hear the individual, even the string players, which makes this very interesting details you can hear. The technologies nowadays, as we know, so is developed so much that there is so much great opportunities to use this unfortunate period of our history of civilization to find the ways to come back and to share, and that's and that is even without audience being present at the hall. The audience, the number of audience which are you know streaming and logging in for the streaming, including the Tanglewood, what was obviously in a virtual way, it's actually a huge numbers and finding the ways to actually connect to the audiences which maybe before they would never know about the quality of the Boston Symphony or have never been to the hall. Or the Boston or the city before, and this is opportunity where so many people have joined from different parts of the world, and I think now our task and challenge, nice great challenge, is actually to keep them engaged.